USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 people killed when a small plane veers off right after takeoff and slams into a hangar at an airport in Texas. Here's more from correspondent John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The FAA, as well as officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, are on scene and are investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash.
Iran said it was going to do it, and now it reportedly has, breaching its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it reached with the United States and other major powers. Sources telling Reuters Iran is defying a warning by European nations that also signed the agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Afghan security forces fighting Taliban gunmen who stormed a government building in Kabul today after a truck loaded with explosives blew up near the defense ministry. At least 100 people, including 35 children, injured. This comes as the U.S. and Taliban leaders continue peace talks, a seventh round of them in Qatar that began last week and are expected to run through at least Wednesday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is saying that he watched the first debates among the Democratic White House hopefuls this past week, and he's taking issue with the way some of them have characterized the U.S. economy and for what they're proposing to do if they're elected.
Some of the policies I've heard in some of these early debates, in my judgment, would do great, great damage to this prosperity and jobs and income and wage cycle that we are experiencing.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New laws are taking effect in a number of states today. Florida's anti-sanctuary city law forces local law enforcement agencies to make their best efforts to support federal immigration authorities, and Florida is also enforcing a ban on texting while driving. California has a new law that requires body camera and audio recordings of all police shootings be released within 45 days. And California has a background check law for ammunition purchase. In Washington, D.C., businesses and organizations can now face big fines of up to $800 for providing plastic straws and plastic stirrers. With a look at what was big at the box offices over the weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the movies, Pixar easily ruled the box office this weekend with its cartoon sequel, Toy Story 4, bringing in an estimated $57 million. At number two, Warner Brothers offered Annabelle Comes Home. This R-rated thriller brought in a total of $20 million. At number three, Danny Boyle's latest film, Yesterday, featuring the music of the Beatles. It opened in third with $17 million, leaping over the triple century mark and still sitting in the top five in its sixth weekend. Disney's Aladdin, with $9.3 million. Sliding down to number five was the animated feature The Secret Life of Pets 2, with an estimated $7.1 million, which was set by Avatar.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.